Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Tony, it's me. We have a problem. We just determined the man who was exposed to the virus got out of the hotel.
Son of a bitch, how'd that happen?
He must have slipped out right before we reinforced the perimeter. It's likely he had no idea he'd been exposed. If we don't find this guy before he becomes symptomatic, we might be looking at an outbreak.
What do you want?
To give you your next assignment. There's a man named Ryan Chappelle, regional director of CTU. I want him killed.
This man's illness has proven that he will use this virus to inflict mass casualties if you don't do what he says.
How long am I supposed to let him hold this country hostage?
Until we catch him.
Saunders called in with another demand.
What does he want now?
He wants you killed. He's threatened to release the virus into the main population unless we deliver your body by 7 a.m.
My God, Jack!
He's proven he'll use the virus. The president didn't have a choice.
Ryan, I think we found Saunders. 45 minutes ago, he made a call from an apartment not far from here. Chase is leading a strike team over there now.
Good, Jack.
There's no one here.
Saunders, why are you doing this?
Even if I told you, you wouldn't understand.
A van will be arriving shortly. Leave Chappelle's body with the driver.
Sorry, Ryan, we gotta do this. Get on your knees. Sorry we let you down. God forgive me.
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, Reiko Aylesworth as Michelle Desler, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. From across the train yard, the black Ford van hurtles towards Jack as he stands over Chappelle's lifeless body and comes to an abrupt stop. Jack angrily points his gun at the four masked men inside, reeling from his own part in Chappelle's untimely end. One masked gunman covers Jack with his pistol as two others examine the body with a handheld sensor. Chappelle's bloodied body lies face down in the dirt.
Tracker.
They lift the limp body onto their shoulders and carry it into the waiting van. Jack covers their every move with his gun.
If you try to follow us, Saunders will release the virus.
Jack watches as the last gunman jumps into the van and Ryan's body is bundled into the back. As it powers away, Jack rushes over to the chopper and phones Wayne on his cell phone.
Wayne Palmer.
This is Jack Bauer. Chappelle's body's just been picked up by Saunders' people.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack broods over his words and stares numbly at the place where Ryan fell. Meanwhile, Palmer sits agonizing in his office.
Ryan Chappelle is dead.
I ordered the death of one of our agents. One of our finest. As unthinkable as that was, I had to buy some time in order to protect civilian lives. I will not cave in to any more of this terrorist demands.
David, unfortunately, we're vulnerable as long as Saunders has this virus and is willing to release it. Now, so far, over 700 people have been infected. And they're all gonna die. Now, unless you're willing to accept more loss of life, I don't know what else we can do. He has us in a corner, David.
convene the cabinet.
Yes, sir.
Tony and Adam at CTU.
What'd you find?
We worked up the money trails that Chappelle had on his system.
Stephen Saunders has been sending $10,000 a month to his daughter, Jane.
He has a daughter?
Yeah, right here on the screen. She's 19. She lives in Santa Barbara, and she goes to school there.
All right, find out where she is now. Call Santa Barbara PD, make sure they're on standby.
Yeah.
Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack.
Jack, what happened?
Chappelle's dead. Saunders' people picked up his body. Four men, all wearing hoods. Black van, no plates.
All right, look, I'll see if we can sidetrack it.
I already put Adam on it. Do we have any idea why Saunders wanted Chappelle dead yet?
I was just about to call you. We found a thread that Chappelle was working up on his own. Looks like Saunders has a daughter.
A daughter?
Yeah, the money trail Chappelle was following leads to a Jane Saunders.
What do we know about her?
We're still digging up information. We know she's 19 years old. She goes to school in Santa Barbara.
Is she still there?
Yeah, I was just about to call the Santa Barbara office to have her picked up.
Wait, Tony. Don't, that's not the right play.
Why not?
Well, think about it. We don't know anything about this girl. We don't even know if she knows who her father really is. And obviously, Saunders is going to do everything he can to protect his daughter. So someone's watching her. If you want to grab her for questioning, you're going to have to do it without him knowing. Which means we have to conduct a plain sight swap. Switch her out with one of our own agents.
Jack, I don't know that we have the time. We're going to have to find an agent that looks like the girl within the next half hour.
Right now, Saunders is calling all the shots. If we don't do something soon, we're going to be completely paralyzed.
All right, I'll get started. Chloe, we need to find a Jane Saunders lookalike. I need you to abstract a physical description, cross-reference it with our CTU agents in regions 2 and 3.
Okay, when do you need it?
Right now.
I just started the file on her.
Chloe, just do it for me, please.
707.
Dessler.
Hey, it's me. Did you get the test results?
I won't know if I'm infected for another hour.
What's taking so long?
They couldn't interpret the results here. They had to send everything back to the lab.
How are you feeling?
I think I'm okay.
No nosebleeds? Nothing on your skin?
No. Again, NHS has everything under control here. I want to keep busy. How can I help?
Adam's working on citywide containment. I'll have him split off some of his workload on your system. Open up a socket. You can help with NHS deployment. I'll call you later, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Another body is wheeled past. End of part one.
Michelle's still at the hotel. I just told her you'd send over some of your system updates for her to work on.
Okay, I'll send him right over.
Where are we on this guy who escaped from the hotel?
His name is Bill Cole. He's an insurance sales rep. We contacted his wife by phone, but she wasn't being very cooperative. We did manage to get from her that Cole came home unusually late and left early.
For work?
Probably, but his office doesn't open for another half hour, so we're looking for him now. NHS just arrived, and they'll quarantine the house and test the wife.
Who are we sending over there?
Chase. He'll be there soon.
Bauer, I have the president for you.
Patch him through.
Jack?
Mr. President.
Stephen Saunders, the man who's in control of the virus. You know him, correct?
Yes, sir. I worked with him a number of years ago on a mission that you sanctioned, the Drazen mission in Kosovo.
The last conversation I had with him, he said there would be other demands. His exact words, the main event to come. Do you have any idea what he means by that?
I wish I could tell you, sir. Right now, Stephen Saunders is in a vengeful state of mind. Any demands that he makes will be detrimental to American security.
What I'm asking, Jack, is what will he do if I say no to him?
Mr. President, when I worked with Stephen Saunders, I never thought he was capable of mass murder. Today we know he is. He still has the virus. If you don't meet his demands, sir, I believe that he will continue to release it.
Thank you, Jack.
Yes, Mr. President.
709, Tony and Chloe.
Here's a list you want of the top 10 agents that could double as Jane Saunders.
None of these are in Los Angeles.
I know, the closest is CTU San Francisco.
Did you put together a second tier list?
Yeah.
You sure this is right?
Yeah, I double checked when I saw the results.
Tony looks out through the glass frontage of his office and peers down at Kim working on the concourse below.
Kim Bauer.
Yeah, Kim, could you come up to my office, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
You're not thinking of using her.
We don't have a choice.
Shouldn't you talk to Jack first?
Chloe, I'll take care of it, all right? Thank you.
Chloe walks out in a huff and passes Kim on the stairs.
Kim, we need to question Jane Saunders without her father knowing about it. The problem is we're pretty sure he has somebody watching her.
Fine, what do you need me to do?
Well, you're the same age, similar body types. Your facial features are different, but not so different that we couldn't disguise her from a distance.
You want me to pose as Jane Saunders?
Well, we have better matches, but they're too far away from this office. So the bottom line is, you're our best chance. Now, we don't have much time. We're still in the early stages of planning this mission, but if all goes according to plan, it shouldn't be too dangerous. Now, I'm not going to order you to do this.
I know. And I know what's been going on today. And if you had a better option, I know you'd take it. So I'm fine, and I'll do it.
You sure?
Positive.
7:16. Kim marches proudly back to her desk.
Chloe, I'm leaving for Santa Barbara in a few minutes, so you're gonna need to transfer all my stuff onto your system.
I know everything that's happening. I already pulled your data.
Good.
I think it's only fair that I tell you. I told Tony I didn't think you should do this. I mean, field work isn't learn as you go.
I'm not doing this to be a field agent, Chloe. There's no one else.
Yeah, that's why I didn't fight Tony harder. Not that he would listen to me anyway. I'm not so out of it that I don't know that he doesn't respect my opinions on tactical matters.
Okay, look, I have to go.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know how I felt. And I want you to know that I'm behind you 110%. I really hope nothing bad happens to you.
Listen, Chloe, are you coordinating this operation from inside?
Of course.
Okay, well, maybe you should start prepping, because I bet there's about 24 agents still waiting for comm codes.
I like your energy, Kim. Use it. Adam, could you send me a list of all the personnel working on the Jane Saunders operation?
I can't do it right now, Chloe. I'm monitoring Chase.
Did he find Bill Cole?
Not yet. He's interrogating Cole's wife.
This thing is out of control.
I already told the people on the phone that Bill isn't here.
I know. But when he was here, did you notice anything out of the ordinary? Was he bleeding from the nose, for instance? What about rashes, skin irritation, anything of that sort?
Why would you think that he'd be sick?
He came in contact with some people who were sick at the Chandler Plaza Hotel.
When was he at the Chandler Plaza?
Earlier this morning.
No, he wasn't. He was with a client at the office. He did it again, didn't he? Buster did it again.
Ma'am.
Then, I hope he did get something. I hope that he dies.
Please, Mrs. Cole, I need you.
Get out of here. Get out of my way!
Mrs.
You.
Cole!
Get out of my
Mrs.
way!
Mrs. Cole! You need to stay calm, because I can't let you leave.
Agent Edmonds.
Yeah?
One of my men just found this.
Where?
Waste basket in the bathroom. Blood's tacky, which means it's fresh.
Then Bill Cole's symptomatic.
Yeah.
I need you to contact every ER and urgent care facility in a 30-mile radius.
Yes, sir.
Bill Cole at a local pharmacy.
Excuse me. I've had a nosebleed for about an hour. I can't seem to stop it.
Did you put ice on it?
Yeah, didn't do anything.
Yeah, try an ER. Get it cauterized.
Don't take too long. I gotta go to work.
We don't have anything here that'll stop that.
All right, thanks.
He bumps into a woman.
Excuse me.
The swap will take place at the campus library. She works there in the mornings. This is a file of relevant personal data.
All right.
7:19. Jack arrives back at CTU.
Chloe, Where's Tony?
He's in the teleconference room with Kim.
Why isn't she working the satellite track with you?
You might want to ask Tony about that.
Once you get into position, just act naturally. Try not to look out of place.
Hey, Jack.
What are you doing with Kim?
Chloe came up with a list of potential matches for Jane Saunders.
Good, so we've got one.
You're not gonna like it. It's Kim.
My Kim.
I'm not crazy about it either. But she's the only one that matched both physically and geographically.
You're not sending her into the field.
She can handle it. Plus, she has a safety net.
Find someone else, Tony.
Jack, you said yourself, we need to get Saunders' daughter without him knowing. Kim's our best shot at doing that.
She's not doing it.
It's not up to you. It's her decision.
Fine. I'll order her not to do it.
Jack. Tony spars with Jack.
She doesn't work for you, Jack. She works for me.
Don't.
Dad.
Jack, get out of here.
Please don't do this, please.
Get out of here now, or I'll do it on myself.
Tony.
Move, Jack!
You talk it over with your father. If we have to abort this, I want to know now. I'll be outside.
Jack gesticulates across the table.
I know you think you're doing the right thing, but this is not going to happen.
Somebody has to do it.
Someone will, not you.
I'm the best match.
You're not a field operative.
I have weapons training. This is decoy work. Saunders people won't even come close to me.
Kim, you don't know what you're talking about. If everything was to go right in this scenario, which is not a chance I'm willing to take.
You're not taking it. I am.
The reason why you've got this job, the reason why I gave you this job, is so that I can make sure you'd be safe.
Not because you wanted me here. I know that this is hard for you. But this is not your decision. This is my job. Better yet, my duty. I'm gonna be safe. But I'm doing it.
A tearful Kim bolts out of the room and away from her father. Jack watches her go, dumbstruck, and unsure what to think. End of part two. 7:26. Jack and Kim walk out of the chopper.
They're ready to go?
Well set.
Okay, now as soon as we get there, they're gonna deal with your hair and makeup. Now remember, we're not trying to fool anyone at close range. We're gonna set you in a position where Saunders people can only view you from a distance.
Yeah.
Is your comm unit getting a clear signal?
Oh, it's fine.
Kim.
Yeah.
This is a gun I got for you. I don't think you're gonna have to use it. But if you do, don't hesitate.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
Kim holds the automatic pistol in her hand like a rookie. It hangs from a delicate hand even as she climbs into the chopper. Jack joins her and clambers in the other side. The rotors spin faster, and the helicopter flies off beyond the hill and on towards Santa Barbara. Palmer's cabinet meeting. An array of grimly important faces perch around a table and glare from distant monitors.
Thanks so much. Please be seated. Thank you for assembling on short notice. You've already been briefed on the Cordylia virus that is now threatening our cities. What you don't know is we have two new developments. Wayne.
First, a vial of that virus has already been released. The Chandler Plaza Hotel here in Los Angeles was the site of the first attack. That situation is being addressed. Secondly, we've discovered the identity of the perpetrator. His name is Stephen Saunders and is a former MI6 agent. Now, apparently, Mr. Saunders has at least 11 more vials and is threatening to release them unless we meet his demands.
Mr. President, what are those demands?
So far, there have been two. The first was for the president to use the phrase, "the sky is falling," in a press conference. He then demanded that we terminate one of our own agents.
One of our agents? Why?
Oh, we're still looking into that.
What was his response when you didn't comply?
devastates me to tell you that I had no choice but to comply. A half hour ago, we delivered this agent's body to one of Saunders' representatives.
My God.
Millions of lives are at stake. I'm going to need each of your departments to open your files to CTU Los Angeles. Give them whatever they need.
7:29, Chloe and Tony.
Tony, I'm trying to get into some DOD files for Jack. I need authorization from Chappelle. When's he going to be back?
He's not.
What do you mean?
Can I have everybody's attention, please? I'm sorry to have to tell you that Ryan Chappelle was killed in the line of duty about a half an hour ago. I can't give you any more details, but I'll be assuming Ryan's responsibilities until we hear from Brad Hammond at Division. Now, there'll be an opportunity to pay proper respects to Ryan. But now's not the time.
Tony, it's Chase on line 5.
Thanks. Almeida.
Yeah, it's me. I'm at Cole's house. We found evidence is almost certainly symptomatic.
All right, how many people did he come in contact with over there?
Just his wife. NHS is moving her into isolation right now.
All right, I'll let the teams know.
Tony, transfer me to Kim. She was running a simulation for me.
Yeah, I gave that to Adam. Kim's out on assignment right now.
What kind of assignment?
Well, we're pretty sure that Saunders has his daughter under surveillance, so Kim's gonna take her place when we grab her.
Kim is not field ops. What the hell is she doing out there?
I don't want to hear about it, Chase, all right? Kim was the only match we had available.
Tony, there's gotta be other agents you can use for this. What the hell
are you thinking?
No, there aren't. Back off, Chase.
Where is she now? She's on her way to Santa Barbara with Jack. Jack signed off on this.
First of all, it's my call. Secondly, yes, Jack did, but most importantly, Kim accepted the assignment.
I'm going to transfer you over to Adam.
Fine.
Up in the air, Jack glances awkwardly across to Kim, who sits quiet and tight-lipped.
Look, I'm sorry about what happened earlier about grabbing you. I didn't mean to scare you. I just don't think what you're doing is right. But I need you to understand something. In the field, I am in command. You do what I tell you to do. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Attempted to reach hotel officials, the police, with the FBI. 7:32, Bill Cole at Casualty.
Yes? My nose has been bleeding for almost an hour, and I can't get it to stop.
All right. Have a seat and fill this out.
How long will that take?
There are a couple patients ahead of you. It shouldn't be too long.
Thanks.
Cole waits by a television.
How serious this illness is, we have no new information and the authorities are not commenting. We cannot verify this, but we are hearing that whatever is infecting the people of this hotel, it is very serious and possibly deadly.
Body bags have been spotted and rescue workers are positioned around the Chandler Plaza. Authorities are not giving any information regarding the estimated...
Hey! 1 minute, sir.
No, now. I need to see a doctor now. I was at that hotel. There was something seriously wrong with me.
Oh, my God. You're him. Hold on. Dr. Joyner? The man we're supposed to isolate? He's here.
7:37. Saunders sits at his computer.
Yes?
We've just ID'd the body.
And it's Chappelle?
He's confirmed. The thumbprint matched the one in his file.
Go. Dump the body.
Yes, sir.
Did you take care of your problem?
Yes, Chappelle's dead. But CTU is still going to try to find out what he was working on. So tell Lennox to stay alert. Make sure he doesn't let Jane out of his sight.
Yeah. Any problems over there?
No. She's leaving her apartment now. She's going to work.
All right. Stay with her. The next few hours are crucial.
I'll be here.
Saunders gives a look of anxious vulnerability as he ponders his daughter's safety. As she drives off to work, Lennox follows her. Meanwhile, back at the cabinet.
Mr. President, we've started down a slippery slope here, and unless we're...
Cut the euphemisms, Joseph. What are you trying to say?
Sir, we're concerned about the fact that you ordered the death of a high-ranking member of our intelligence.
I don't think we're here to second-guess actions that have already been taken.
Joseph, no one's more aware than I am of the moral ambiguity of my decision. I did it to buy CTU more time to find Saunders and to delay for as long as possible the slaughter of millions. I made the decision to protect their future, not mine.
The scrambler phone begins to ring.
Saunders. I have to take this.
Palmer withdraws to a side room.
Yes.
I've confirmed the identity of Chappelle's body, Mr. President. It will be disposed of, respectfully.
We know who you are, Mr. Saunders. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, you're going to fail. Your only chance is to relinquish the virus and hope we don't find you.
That's not going to happen.
What is it you want?
To make America clean again. You see, Mr. President, the world hates America, and for good reason. I won't bother going into the details. You know better than I the atrocities your nation commits. But we're going to change all that. You and I, together, are going to dismantle the military machine that exports its ugliness across the globe.
And how are we going to do that?
We'll start where the work gets the dirtiest. Something I know a little about. Covert foreign nationals. In 32 countries across the Middle East and Asia, your government employs grade A through H intelligence consultants.
They are citizens in the countries in which they reside.
They're spies, working against those countries at the behest of the American military machine. In 45 minutes, I want a list of their identities sent to me by way of a website, sylviaimports.com. If you fail to comply, I will release two vials of the virus in major cities. And this time, they won't be in hotels where they can be contained.
...741. The helicopter finally arrives at Santa Barbara and deftly touches down on a helipad close to the university library where Jane Saunders regularly works. Two agents, a red-headed woman with a commanding air and a swarthy-looking man on a cell phone, wait patiently for Jack and Kim to disembark.
This is Agent Kim Bauer. She's going to be doubling for Jane Saunders.
We've already set up a staging area outside the library where she works.
Is it a safe distance away?
Yes, we won't be detected.
Is she there yet?
No, she will be in a few minutes. Let's go ahead in. Set to go.
The agents climb into an unmarked black surveillance van and join a convoy headed for the university library. Meanwhile, outside Cole's house, Chase briefs his field team.
Make sure everybody on the block is contacted. Nobody leaves their house. Sheriff's Department sending officers over to patrol a three-block area. Until they get here, use your men. Excuse me. Edmonds?
Yeah, we found Bill Cole.
Where?
He's at an urgent care center not far from you. Laurel Canyon and Moore Park.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Now, once you get over there, get as much as you can off of Cole. He's pretty agitated. You're gonna have to help him focus.
Tony?
Yeah?
Is Kim in play yet?
No, she just landed in Santa Barbara.
All right, I'll call you.
7:42. En route, technicians prepare Kim's makeup and fix a long, Jane-like wig.
Where's Jane now?
My people have her under surveillance in the library, working behind the reference desk.
How crowded?
10-20 people.
Well, one of them belongs to Saunders, and their orders are going to be not to let her out of their sight, not for one second.
I know. We've taken over the surveillance cameras, and we've narrowed down a list to about 5 probables.
Okay, get that intel over to Tony Almeida at CTU.
Okay, let's see her.
Okay, now remember, Kim, you're not going to fool anyone who knows Jane Saunders up close.
I know.
The library staff knows what's happening, but I want you to stay at least 10 feet behind the counter. I want you to keep your head down as much as possible.
He scrutinizes Jane's photograph.
The wig looks darker than Jane's hair color.
That's the best we could do on such short notice.
You're going to have to match every detail as closely as possible. Her life depends on it.
End of part 3. 7:48. Part 4. Chase questions Cole.
Mr. Cole, when you were inside the store, who did you come in contact with?
What do you mean, contact?
Who did you talk to?
Just the pharmacist behind the counter.
How many others? Customers?
Yeah, there were some other people there.
How many other people were there? Bill, if we do not identify and track down everyone you have come in contact with, we are going to have a citywide epidemic. So how many people?
I don't know.
Think.
7:49. A temporary surveillance and operations room, the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara. Inside, Jack and Forrester supervise camera coverage of the library.
That's it. We're now patched into campus security.
We have no audio with the system.
Okay, we're all up. Nothing on B.
Go ahead.
Try 6.
On your screen, go ahead and isolate the front desk.
All right. 5 is good.
Top screen, sir.
No, I just monitored this.
That's all we can get from it?
That's all we can get.
Okay. Let's see if we can activate it tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Jane.
As Jane returns some magazines to a library shelf, a field agent spills a drink down her leg.
Drinks in here.
I'm sorry. I'll throw it away.
It's okay.
Jane rushes over to the ladies' restroom, watched from the book stacks by a balding older man in a red shirt. Jack watches closely from the surveillance room.
Start tracking that man in the red shirt. I want to know everything that he does.
Yes, sir. That subject on camera 4 right now.
A cleaner hands Jane a paper towel to dry her jeans.
I was just about to replace those. Here you go.
As Jane wipes herself down, she sees the cleaner lunge at her in the mirror. She grabs her from behind and stops her mouth with a cloth soaked in some chemical that eventually ends her struggle by rendering her unconscious. The drink-spilling agent comes to help, and Jane sleepily crumbles to the floor. A nervous Kim emerges from a cubicle.
No activity.
On camera 1. The main screen.
What the hell is taking her so long?
Checking all screens now.
300.
Where's subject B? Nothing on 1.
Come on.
Nothing on 2.
Venture, still on 4.
Negative.
So she's coming out on 4.
7:51. Kim strolls out of the ladies' restroom and past the stacked bookshelves to reception. The man in the red shirt watches her as she passes by, but the wig covers her face from scrutiny. She walks into the reception area and buries her head into a computer terminal.
Kim?
There's a man heading for the bookcase at your 3 o'clock, red shirt. It might be one of Saunders' men. I want you to angle away from him slowly.
Good.
We still have subject red shirt on him.
We just got off the phone with Chase, who's with Cole right now. After Cole left the hotel, he went to his house in Burbank.
They stopped at a gas station on Riverside Drive, but it was self-service. And according to what he told the urgent care unit and what his wife confirmed, he didn't become symptomatic until after he got home.
The nosebleeds and the sweating?
Right. Here's where the ripple effect starts. At 7:20, he stopped at a pharmacy and asked the pharmacist, Sam Tyler, for some medication to stop the bleeding.
There were three other people inside that pharmacy at the same time.
Right, one of them, Ann Schwartz. She's been going to the pharmacy for years, so they had her address on file. We've sent NHS people to her house. She has a husband and three children.
What about the other two customers?
ID's unknown.
Now, these people could be anywhere, spreading the disease to anybody they come in contact with.
It gets worse. At the urgent care facility in Studio City, there were six patients in the waiting area when Cole came in who left before the quarantine was put in place. We're tracking them down, but between them and the staff at the facility, we could be looking at up to 75 people just in their immediate families.
If any of these people are in a supermarket or a mall when they become symptomatic, this thing's gonna be impossible to contain. We need to identify them and find them now. Also, I need you to coordinate with NHS and Hazmat. We have to set up a quarantine in two neighborhoods in the Burbank Studio City area. Department heads report to Adam.
7:53. Tony gazes despairingly at the graphic projection of potential contamination. Meanwhile, a semi-conscious Jane is being held in an interview room.
If I can bust into the other
one. While he has time, have him get on the exterior cams.
Good work, everybody. It looks like this worked.
Maintain monitoring, Kim. Come get me if anything happens.
You got it.
There you go. Three, two, one.
Thank you. Good work.
The cleaner and the drink spiller leave the room. Jack watches Jane over his plastic coffee cup. He picks up her head, but she only moans in drugged sleepiness. Jack reaches for a case of drugs and breaks a pungent vial under her nose that causes her to wake with a cough and a splutter.
What's going on? Who are you?
My name is Jack Bauer. I'm a federal agent. You're not in any danger.
What do you want?
We need your help. We need to get in touch with your father.
And get in touch with him? What do you need me for?
We don't know where he is, and we think you do.
What's this about?
You don't know who your father really is.
First of all, I hardly know my father. And whatever this is, I know it's illegal. You have no right to keep me here. Release me now. I haven't done anything wrong.
You better listen to me very carefully, Jane. Right now, your father is engaged in terrorist activity against the United States of America. This morning, he killed hundreds of people and is threatened to kill thousands more. Now, I can only imagine how difficult this must be for you to believe. But trust me, you're going to cooperate with us. There's a lot at stake and there's not a lot of time.
I'm not going to do anything. I want to talk to a lawyer.
Jack slurps at his coffee.
There's no lawyer. There's just you and me.
Jack stares her out across the interview room table.
I don't know anything about my father. He comes into town twice a year. I have dinner with him. I don't even know where he lives.
How do you contact him?
I don't. He calls me.
You're lying to me, Jane.
I'm not.
Don't try protecting him. You're just going to get yourself in a world of trouble.
You're the one in trouble here. You're the one breaking the law.
You think I'm playing a game here with you? Hundreds of thousands of people's lives are on the line. You have no idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
What are you threatening to do to me?
Where is your father, Jane?
I don't know.
Where is your father?
Please, somebody help me,
please. Where is your father?
Jack.
What?
Redshirt is approaching me.
Please.
What's going on?
He's at the desk.
Kim, don't turn around. Just stay where you are. Where the hell's the librarian?
Alice, get someone to the reference desk now.
He leans on the counter towards her.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
I need some help with finding a book.
Just one second.
Okay, sweetheart, you're doing great. Just stay calm until we check this guy out. Give me a close-up of the gentleman in the red shirt at the desk.
Can I get some help here?
I'll be with you in a minute.
Another librarian bounds up to reception and handles the man with the red shirt.
Okay,
Kim, I want you to slowly get up and try and make your way to the bookshelves in front of you. Stay out of his eyeline until we find out who this guy is.
7:58. Kim picks up a pile of books and heads over to the book stacks, watched again by the sour-faced man in the red shirt. She wades through the towering stacks and eventually stops and breathes easy in a far-flung corner of the library.
Maintain a constant visual on her from Monitor 3.
Get Camera 3 on Kim.
Coming over to Camera 3.
The security camera makes an inexplicable turn to the left, and Kim disappears from view.
Offer. Get me another angle.
There is no other angle.
See if you can freeze it.
What's going on?
Jack, we had her a second ago. Camera 3 should be panning back on her in a few seconds.
Kim shelves the books, and as she rounds the corner, a student blocks her way. It's Lennox.
You work here, don't you?
Yeah.
Could you help me find something down this aisle?
Yeah, no problem. What is it that you need?
Call for help. So right now.
What?
Who has Jane Saunders? Who has Jane Saunders?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's go. Come on.
He forces her away at gunpoint.
I can range in 3 seconds. Three's up.
Where the hell is she? Kim.
I got two.
Damn it!
Not a building. Tick, tick, go, go!
Agents dash out of the surveillance room led by Jack, who hightails across the campus towards the library, his gun at the ready. Meanwhile, Palmer continues his crisis meeting with the cabinet. Cole frets up and down in his hospital isolation ward, and Saunders beaves away at his computer. Lennox drags Kim outside past racks of bicycles, his gun at her back. She manages to surprise and disarm him. She pulls her own gun, and they struggle. Jack has no clear shot through the crowds of students.
Get out! Get out!
Kim and Lennox fight for control of the gun. In a desperate fumbling, a shot is fired.
Kim!
Lennox collapses to the ground.
Kim! Step back! Step back! Radio back, counter subject is down. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Saunders didn't know we have his daughter.
8 a.m. The end.